From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Republican critics are criticizing President Obama's 2013 budget plan, which seeks $4 trillion in deficit reduction in the next decade. It calls for government spending cuts, which the GOP supports, but it also seeks an end to tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans, and Republicans say any move to increase taxes will further slow economic recovery. The Pentagon budget released today would trim military spending by nearly $500 billion by 2017. The military budget envisions significant downsizing for the Army and the Marines as the war in Afghanistan winds down. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the Defense Department says it's trying to protect active duty service members from some of the pain of tighter spending limits.
In 2013, the armed forces would spend $5 billion less than they currently do. Some of those savings would come from retiring old aircraft and naval vessels. The U.S. military would reduce its troop strength by 5.5% over the next 5 years, according to the Pentagon budget. At the same time, the Pentagon says it will spend more money in some areas so it can shift its focus to the Pacific and the Middle East. Active duty military would receive a pay raise of 1.7% next year, but pay increases in future years may be limited. The Pentagon hopes to cut health care costs by charging more fees to retirees. Active duty military will not pay more for health care. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
The Greek parliament is signing off on more austerity measures that would help the country secure an international bailout. The decision is spurring market gains. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 70 points at 12,871, and NASDAQ was up 25 points at 29.29, with S&P 500 gaining 9. It's at 13.52. Lawmakers approved deeper cuts, but outside, protests in Athens turned violent among workers who say they're already struggling to make ends meet. Early voting is underway in Georgia ahead of the Super Tuesday primary. NPR's Kathy Lowe reports Georgia is one of 10 states to hold GOP presidential contests on March 6th.
Georgia residents were allowed to cast early primary ballots by mail beginning in January, but now they can vote in person at county registration offices across the state. 76 delegates are at stake in Georgia, where former Speaker Newt Gingrich is favored to win. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney campaigned in the state last week, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum has been gaining momentum. Ohio has the second largest number of delegates at stake on Super Tuesday, and Gingrich campaigned there last week. But he's expected to do much better in the southern states, including Georgia, Tennessee, and Oklahoma, where there are more conservative GOP voters. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
U.S. stocks up with the Dow gaining 71 points. This is NPR. European regulators are greenlighting Google's acquisition of Motorola Mobility. The $12.5 billion deal could help Google advance its Android operation system for mobile devices. Despite the drug war raging in Mexico, officials there are saying that a record number of tourists are still visiting the country. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that the number of foreign visitors to Mexico hit a new high last year.
According to the latest statistics from the country's Secretary of Tourism, more than 22 million people traveled to Mexico in 2011, breaking the previous record set in 2008. The global economic downturn and raging drug violence battered what is a vital part of Mexico's economy. Historically, the industry has relied heavily on North Americans coming to sun themselves on the beaches of Cancun, Acapulco, and Playa del Carmen. But the number of U.S. visitors to Mexico continues to fall. The growth in Mexico's tourist industry in 2011 came from emerging global economies. The number of people arriving here from Brazil, Russia, and China all jumped significantly. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit central and Pacific coastal areas of Costa Rica. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. A U.S. envoy reportedly plans to hold talks with North Korea on its nuclear program during a trip to Beijing next week. The Associated Press, citing the State Department, says Glenn Davies plans to meet with first Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kyeg-won. The meeting would be the first of its kind since the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in December. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.